Welcome to Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and I'm really happy you took the time to join me. I'm going to go a little off the wall this time. I'm just going to have some fun. I'm going to have some fun with my friends from New York. That's the reason I was at church. The reason for this is I was at church and I met a person who's maybe 30 at the most, and I'm 53 at the time of recording this. And I've spent 22 years in the Navy. I've traveled around the world, and I've lived in the best I can count is 37. I've been to 37 countries. Lived in Japan. And lived in all the different regions of the United States. And as a Navy guy, you probably could figure I know a little bit about world geography. I can't claim to be an expert, but I probably know a little bit more than your average student that graduated from any college anywhere. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying this for a point because this was funny. And the reason it was funny is because I think of it in terms of, of being an entrepreneur and a person's chances of getting out of their narrow little space and opening up into a place where they're truly serving people and bringing them the things they need. Because that's what an entrepreneur has to do in order to truly blossom and truly realize their dream. Part of being your destiny is knowing how to bring what you have to serve other people. Because that's the only way you can actually profit from it. But the only reason you profit is because people need it and want it. And so when I have little arguments, so to speak, if you want to call this, I call it a confrontation, an experience. It wasn't really a confrontation. It was more an experience because it somewhat sadly reflects younger folks today. They're even though they may have gone to university, whatever, they're poorly educated. They don't know that their experience is very limited. They refuse to accept that. And that one of the things that made me able to move up the line in the Navy was that I accepted that I didn't know everything and I needed to find out a whole lot more. And so many people go in like they know everything because this particular person lived in New York and now lives in D.C. and they went to college and they know everything, and they're probably not. I don't know this person's age, but clearly 30 or less, and I'm 53, so. my engagements with folks are pretty much on the line. Is this person ever going to have a chance to move out of their little niche world and provide value as an entrepreneur? Is it somebody that I could actually help? That's how I see it, and I don't mean that it's bad for people to be the person that wants to hold the job. That's fine if that's what you want to do and if that's how you want to live your life. I just think personally for me and probably for you because you're listening that it sucks. That you want to be on your own. You want to be in control of your destiny. You want to be your destiny. And this is about being your destiny. So I think this will ring clear with you. And I'm not picking on New Yorkers per se. It just happens to be what this conversation is. In fact, I have a business partner who's from Bronx, lives in Bronx. And he's a great guy. And one of my my roommates in college was a Long Islander. And I remember, I'll tell you this. This is my first experience with New York. Because I realized I didn't know anything about it. And I think it was the first summer of between my freshman and sophomore year. And my roommate from Long Island invited me up. I don't remember we went to something at Nassau Coliseum, I think it was, or maybe it was at the Madison Square Garden. I can't even remember specifically what it was, because what was most intriguing about me was the introduction to the why this guy did everything so fast. Okay, now that you New Yorkers know that we're not kidding. If you've been outside of New York, you know that you talk fast. You know you talk faster than the rest of us. So, and I was somewhat shocked by it because the first night we sat down at the table with his family, and they're a wonderful family. But it was shocking, and not in a bad way, in a good way. Because it was wonderful. They sat at the table, the family, and they sat down, and we all sat there and talked. Only they talked so fast, I could not keep up. The conversation went around the table like lightning. I mean, I thought I was in one of those, fast forwards in a movie. and it was incredible to me as a young person who had never actually sat down with a family that was raised in somewhere, in a different place. And this was all setting me up for how I started to view the Navy as I went into it, that there was an awful lot for me to learn and experience and understand. Because when I sat down at the table, I loved these people, but they went so fast I couldn't keep up with them. My brain was in a daze. Everything was just amazingly fast. And, I was just going around. I wasn't sure if it was ever my turn to speak because everything was going so fast. So if you know a family from New York or from Long Island, you probably know what I'm talking about. And if you are from Long Island and you've gone and you've been to other places, you know what I'm talking about also. And if you've never left New York, you're probably pissed at me. And, so be it. But anyhow, so that was my introduction to it, and to me that was wonderful, and so that's how I'm approaching this in one sense. But the other sense, I'm looking at this from the entrepreneur. You see, this person, I won't even say he or she, but this person, just a young person, clearly believed that they knew more about everything than I did. And I don't mind that per se. Matter of fact, I love to find out new stuff, except when somebody is clearly wrong and they keep insisting they're right, I actually kind of get irritated with that. Because I happen to be I'm a business guy, so I happen to dig in facts. And I've spent a lot of time, kind of like traveling the world and learning facts. And since about 1988, I really dug into history and historical original documents and original fact. Going well beyond that. So when people, I like to hear what people think, and then when I point out to them that something, here's the factual way this really happened, some of them are very accepting of that, and some of them are like this young person who was right no matter what. It doesn't care how much experience anybody else has, and really doesn't have much room for growth. I grew up in the D.C. area, so we started a little conversation about how if you grew up, I know this area. I'm 53 years old, so I know this area from 53 years, and this area has a long, long history of, and if you're from here, you know this, that the people on the Virginia side of the Potomac rarely come to the Maryland side, and the Maryland people rarely go to the Virginia side, and the Maryland people rarely go into D.C., and the Virginia people rarely go into D.C., and then the D.C. people, well, they rarely live in the city. Actually, there's hardly any native D.C.s. D.C. is such because it's government, there's so much changeover around here that there's not that many people that actually live in D.C. that were actually born and raised here. And it doesn't mean there aren't any. Of course there are. But that's kind of the way it is. And that's actually a historical thing. It kind of goes back to Civil War days and even pre-Civil War. But Maryland was a slave state. Virginia was too. But during the Civil War, quite literally, they separated themselves. Anything across the Potomac was the other guys, the enemy. And Marylanders, some wished they were, and some wished they weren't. And but D.C. was the capital, so it was on that side. So that's where a lot of that division actually, that harsh division actually is rooted in the way Marylanders and Virginians and D.C. in general. D.C. is where everybody comes to work, but they all leave and they never come back. And New York is very much that way for its own reasons. But New York, you know, there's been lots of polls over the years taken, and in reality, most New Yorkers actually don't leave New York. They stay on Long Island or the New York area, and they don't go other places. And that's not a put down either, because that's actually true of most of the United States. So that's actually a commonality in the United States. Amongst urban areas, people just kind of stay where they are. Actually, worldwide, it's that way. It's a reality of life that people don't like to believe because they'd see all of this stuff on TV. But when you actually get right down to it, you actually find out that most people don't leave where they came from, where they grew up from. And it's true in New York. So this young person grew up there and then ended up in D.C., I suppose, for work purposes. And this person was describing to me New York, and I was talking about Staten Island, Manhattan, New York, and the boroughs. And I'm like, well, you know that Manhattan is actually a separate. I said island, but Manhattan is actually a peninsula, not an island. Separate it from Long Island. Long Island is actually the whole island where two of the boroughs actually are. They got they got Brooklyn and Queens on the island of Long Island, and typically people like to think of only Nassau and Suffolk as being Long Island proper, but in reality, geographically, that whole island is called Long Island. And the two boroughs, Brooklyn and Queens, happen to be there on Long Island. And this person also mentioned Staten Island. I said, well, Staten Island's separate and Long Island's separate and Manhattan is separate. And that's why things are a little bit different there than what they are here. See, people want things, when they leave one place, they want things to be exactly the same in the other. And the people that can't move ahead are the ones that keep instead of just learning how to deal with things where they are, they try to make everything like where they were. And it isn't going to happen. And there's lots of reasons for that. But I was trying to be polite and say, well, there's reasons for it being different in New York. It's three separate pieces of land. Staten Island separate, Long Island separate, Manhattan is separate, and so it causes a different type of connection and network of travel up there because of the way it is, and. My goodness, this person just wanted to argue that it wasn't, and only Staten Island was separate, and that Manhattan wasn't separate, and that it was a borough. I'm like, okay, yes, it's a borough, but it's also a separate piece of land. And Staten Island is not a big island. It's a rather small island. So thus, they are overcrowded. And then, of course, this person was trying to tell me how the population in New York keeps growing. And I was like, well, I don't know if you understand this, but the current census shows that the population in New York is not growing. It's actually decreasing. So this person didn't like that. Anything somebody else says about this is classic of many of the folks I've met from New York. I'm sorry, but it's true that if you tell them something different about New York than what they believe, boy, do they just jump all over you and jump down your shorts. So, I know this stuff about the geography because I was in the Navy. And I kind of had to know this geography. And I flew around New York, been on ships in New York. And, I just kind of know this stuff, you know. It's just the way it is. Staten Island has a waterway behind it that most people don't even know the name of. I'm not sure how much the people of New York know the name of it, but it's called Kill Van Kull. And that goes around the west and northwest side of Staten Island. It's a major, major waterway, major commerce waterway, very, very important waterway. Nobody, particularly outside of New York, has ever heard of it, or anybody who's not done nautical things, and actually I'm not positive that the people around New York are familiar with it. Obviously, this person was not. You know, there's the North Bay and the South Bay, around the islands, or the Upper Bay and the Lower Bay, whichever way you want to call it, going into the Hudson River, and those things, you know, people just don't know, and why would they know? Unless you live there, you would think you might know that. But I find that a lot of people around there obviously don't know it. But that's not the point, whether they know it or not. The point was, this person was not willing to listen to experience and listen that, well, maybe things are slightly different than I thought. You know, maybe things might, a person 25 years older than me that's been in the Navy for 22 years, has a couple of degrees, been around the world, been to 37 countries, lived in a different country, may actually know a little bit more than I would, and I might want to listen to them. And actually, I don't care if you're younger or older. If you know something that I don't know, I'm a maven for finding out. I have to admit that I will probably go look up whatever you tell me, because I want to know more about whatever you tell me. And that's why I go look it up. And if I find out you're wrong, well, so what? I still find, in the process of looking things up, I actually become more educated anyhow, and I love that. So I love people to tell me things that I never know, and I'm very inquisitive about it. But when they're talking to me about something I know more than them, and I don't try to demonstrate it by proving I know more, I just kind of say things like, well, you know, this is the way these waterways are really set up, and this is the way these islands really are, and I know this from being in the Navy and flying over them and things like that. But if they don't want to listen, then I started assessing them. You know, well, would this person ever be good at business? Would this person ever realize their destiny? Will this person ever be capable of going beyond the path of the J-O-B? And at the point that I'm talking to them, if they're not willing to listen, it's like, well, no. If you cannot expand your mind beyond what you believe, and that there's possibly something you have to learn, then you don't stand a chance as an entrepreneur. Your chances in business are pretty much washed up before you even get started. So that's kind of the point of the story. You know, yeah, I was at church and I don't want to start arguments. Actually, I'll confront people at church. I don't care when they're wrong. I hate, you know, it's a quirk of my personality, I suppose. I hate when I hear people just tell people absolutely, totally wrong things, as if they're the gospel truth. That bothers me. I do actually try to correct people. Often I try to ignore it, but it's very hard for me to ignore, especially when I know it. Especially when I, often it's times they're saying something about something I just finished reading about, and like I said, I'm one of these people. I'm crazy. You know, I hear somebody spewing something out, like on the media or somewhere, without citing any references, I'll pretty much instantly go start looking it up and find out if they're right. On the mainstream media, most of the time, they're like a little bit right and mostly wrong, and most people don't get that. They actually trust, you know, the media actually looked up what they're going to tell you, but they haven't. There's many so-called people. Most of them are conservative blogs, liberal blogs, I'm sorry, but liberal blogs don't tend to look up anything. They just tell you how they think everything should be and don't cite anything, where conservative blogs, you know, they will put their opinion, but they will also cite real sources and real resources, and that makes them far more palatable to me than the other side of the coin, where you're just talking about what you think it should be. That's fine. You can tell me how you think it should be, but give me some evidence that it actually is that way, right? Show me some evidence you learned, that you proved that it will work that way. Yes, you can do a test, but if it doesn't work, admit it. So that's, get some real facts, get some real figures. Show me that it worked. I'm a business person. But I was also a Navy person. In the Navy, I needed facts and figures. something that showed something actually had potential. It doesn't mean we can't change it and make it better. We always can. That's what being an entrepreneur is about, moving out of that space. The facts and figures point you in a certain direction, but they also open you up to other possibilities. Possibilities supported by the facts and figures, not possibilities going, well, I don't know why that worked, and the facts show it did, but I think this should work better, and I have no facts to backing that up, but I'm going to do it anyhow, okay? That's what I call the political liberal, and it's also the person that will never realize their destiny. If this is about being your destiny, if your life is about being your destiny, you do have to really put things together and back it up with the facts, follow where the facts take you, and expand beyond it. And if you can do that and do that successfully and listen to other people and absorb what they say and know when somebody has something that you don't know and apply it to what you do know, then you will be in a world where you can expand your destiny to incredible, incredible futures that you probably never imagined. And that's all what being your destiny is. That's what it is to me. And that's why I told you that story, because it's not because I think all New Yorkers are crazy. Actually, they are crazy. But I love them. I don't know why you keep voting for these liberal nutcases like Bloomberg, who just wanted to be your nanny there and tell you how to do everything. That's crazy. But, you know, I'll let you vote for whoever you want. I don't live there. Okay, that's pretty political, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not off the wall when I say that. As a matter of fact, you have a mayor election coming up right now, and the person at the moment, which this will probably change, but at the moment happens to be a certain congressman who flashed his thingies all over the Twitter, and he's the leading candidate. Now, tell me that isn't weird, okay? That's freaking weird. I can't. That's actually beyond me. I can't figure it out. So even my business partner in Brooklyn can't figure that one out. So I'll leave you on that one. That's kind of a weird note to end on. But I want you to be your destiny. Keep your mind open and keep expanding into new horizons based on where the real facts and the real figures take you. Doesn't mean you can't go beyond them, but you certainly need to have some evidence that where you're going is the right place to be going. All right. Keep your mind open. Keep the knowledge coming in. Keep taking action. All right. All the knowledge in the world is useless without action. So take action. Take action. Take action. Take action. And let's continue being your destiny. I'm Wayne Scherer. And please send in your show ideas to support@WayneScherrerShow.com. support@WayneScherrerShow.com. And if you wish to be on my team as we build businesses and get a business built for you, done for you, and get it rolling for you, then WayneScherrer.com/go/fit. I'll talk to you on the next show. Thanks for being here. You are absolutely great.